Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state. Then nearly 14 billion years ago, expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool. Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery. It all started with a Big Bang. Since the dawn of man is really not that long, as every galaxy was formed in less time than it takes to sing this song. A fraction of a second and the elements were made. The bipeds stood up straight, the dinosaurs all met their fate. They tried to leap but they were late and they all died.
They closed their eyes and thought the oceans in Pangaea. See a wooden bottom be a set in motion by the same Big Bang.
It all started with a Big Bang.
It's expanding ever outward, but one day stars to go the other way.
Collapsing ever inward, we won't be here, it won't be heard.
Our best and brightest figure, that it'll make an even bigger bang.
Australopithecus would really have been sick of us debating how we're here. Catching deer,
we're catching viruses.
Religion or astronomy,
Descartes or Deuteronomy.
It all started with the Big Bang.
Music and mythology,
Einstein and astrology.
It all started with the Big Bang.
It all started with the Big Bang.
I caught a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that off my feet. I got a bad mustache, a reoccurring rash, and not a lot of cash to spend it on mustache. Man, it's good to be a geek. It's good to be a geek. It's good to be a creep. It's good to draw my pictures and no one will ever see. It's good to be a geek. It's good to be a gnome. It's good I'm never waiting right beside the telephone. Cause no one ever. I play Dungeons and Dragons. I got a 13th level halfling fighter thief. Got 7 hectare on my backstab. Sometimes you know it's good to be a geek. Well, it's good to be a geek. It's good to play the freak. It's good to come my mullet once every other week. As far as I can see, it's good to play the Wii. Let's say I'm painting miniatures, tell it to our three. Cause now I never. Someday I learn to play guitar. I'm a Klingon speaking Federation freak. I find I'm more inclined to spend the bulk of my time on the Starship Enterprise than talking to girls that I mean. It's good to have a plan. It's good to be the man. It's good to download porno from a website in Japan. Cause now I never. Someday I learn to play guitar. Start up a band and be a star. And when you wind up bumping ass, just fill her up and kiss my ass.
Ninth grade is when I got the swirly. Tenth grade is when I got the India burn. Fourth year's a continuous wedgie. Pairs of briefs so they get, I'll get a turn. Someday I'll buy a fancy condo. Someday I'll drive a car that's more than your house. Someday I'll kiss my ass.
It's good to make some noise.
got my helmet set, although it makes me sweat. Man, it's good to be a geek.
I can go online and download songs to my hard drive. I can copy games and CDs too. I know Windows XP's worse than Windows 95, and 98 is better than the two. Compute, computer geek, what you doing tonight, you freak? I've got no mates just like Bill Gates. I can take photos on my polyphonic telephone. Get you a copy of Lara Croft game Tomb Raider 8. And if you're stuck on the net, there's a site with a cheat to skip the first
and second death
of left, down, right, cross, square jumps to three. Compute, computer geek, what you doing tonight, you're free. I've got no mates just like Bill Gates. Telephone. I'm a bit pasty, cause I don't get out much.
But it's those long, hot summer days.
Hot noodles tasty.
It's the official email.
I lose my passion on the good old fashioned 781. Told me that she looks like Courtney Cox and does modeling, and I said I was mates with Sly Stallone. Compute, computer geek, what you doing tonight, you freak? I've got no mates just like Bill Gates. I can take photos on a
polyphonic
telephone.
The year was 1994, and my dad brought home the first family computer. It was an Apple. Thanks, Dad. He brought it inside, and he put it on the table. He said, Nick, I can't set this up. I'm too old. I grabbed his hand. I said, I can do it, Eric. He said, call me Dad. I said, all right, Dad. I had 1,250 free minutes of AOL burning in my back pocket. But back then, we didn't have high-speed internet or DSL. It was straight into the phone jack, 28K. If you had call waiting, you were screwed. My dad said, Nick, you're too young. You can't have your own screen name yet. But you can use mine. It was Salmon with an ERD at the end of it. Salmon Nerd. So I got online and I found out about chat rooms pretty quick, and that's where I met her, Insincati 503. Insincati 503. I heart her and she's smiley faced all over me. Smiley faced on me. Sometimes Insincati 503 would say stuff and I'd be like, what? And then she'd be like, JK, and I'd be like, LOL. Because, you guys, I knew she was just kidding. But I was literally laughing out loud. And if you're doing that while talking to somebody on the internet, you have to tell them. I spent most of the day minimizing when my dad walked by. NSYNC Hottie 503 told me she was a 22-year-old actress in Hollywood. She was nervous because the next day, which was tomorrow back then, she was going to be on TV for the first time as an extra in Full House. TGIF, I'm sure you guys have heard of it. I told her I was a little nervous about the next day myself because I was going out to sea for 6 months. And I was a 25-year-old fisherman in Alaska. They call me Salmon Nerd for a reason. At one point, I had to go to the bathroom, so I wrote BRB. And I came back a few minutes later, and NSYNC Hottie 503 had written question mark, frowny face. And I said, listen, I'm sorry, NSYNC Hottie 503, but BRB means be right back. She said, no, Salmon Nerd. I know what BRB means, but I don't know if you are going to BRB from that salmon run. And that's when I said, caps lock, don't do this right now. She said, stop yelling at me. I said, sorry, in lowercase. I said, listen, I can't lie to you anymore. I'm a 14-year-old kid in Seattle, and I'm scared right now. She said, where's cattle? And I was like, you know what, that's a stupid abbreviation on my part. So, Seattle. A few minutes went by, no response. Sign off, sign on. Sign off, sign on. You guys, doors were opening and closing. I don't know who's coming and going. Finally, she said, Salmon Nerd? Question mark. And I said, yes, NSYNC Hottie 503, ... She said, I know who you are. Because I'm your 57-year-old neighbor, Jim. NSYNC Hottie 503. I cry-faced him right after he winky-faced all over me. He didn't actually regular winky-face me. He did a semicolon beginning parenthesis, which is a winky frowny face. And I don't even know if that's a real emotion. It's kind of like saying, hey, I'm sad, but you get it, right? Thank you guys very much.
What do you think you're doing, nerd?
Did you just call me a nerd? Geek?
Yeah. Nerd.
Yes, I am a nerd. Bookworm, I'm studious. From my cerebral cortex to my gluteus. Back in kindergarten, I aced my college entrance exam. Now, I'm no rocket scientist, but wait, I am. When I pour my alphabets, I get nothing but straight A's. My retainer and headgear connect to a back brace. I got a pocket protector, protector, protector. I broke my glasses on purpose so I could tape them together. Run back to Reddit. No one will see. You're a geek. That means you're just a hipster wannabe. That's right, I'm a geek. I've got brains and a personality. I wear my glasses sincerely and my t-shirts ironically. There's some things you can't learn in a class, or else I'll sign you up for intro to how not to be a social outcast. You're just so early 2013. I was the cool form of uncool before uncool became a thing. I use an app to pair pork with the perfect Bordeaux. Too bad there's no app to neutralize your BO. While you're lost in second life letting your fingernails grow long, I'll be syncing up my iPhone, tablet, TV, and your mom. Sure, grooming's not my thing, but I don't care. I look so good in chainmail that it's not Renaissance fair. Doesn't LARP stand for loser and reject party? I'd rather cosplay with hotties than play fake army. I tried Dungeons and Dragons once and I died of boredom, but I'll still kick your Assassin's Creed post-mortem. Mario Party's the only one you get invited to. Your life is like Skyrim, an endless quest of solitude. Ooh, you beat Angry Birds. You're not a gamer cause you battle your friends with words. You click on cute icons, I execute commands. Do you really need a genius to teach you karate, man? I landed the first rafflecopter and took an orphan's when I was 12 cause I'm an early adopter. I can wear Google
Google Glass without looking like a dweeb. Okay, maybe not, but I can yelp with some good futty.
You need 16 gigs of RAM to watch a Steve Jobs doc? I keep an actual RAM in my PC. His name is Spock.
I'm a new console. Your face is birth control. I troll brony sites. You look like an actual troll.
I'm fluent in C++. See, you just suck. Can your iPhone auto-correct your dumb haircut?
Hold on a second. Let me tweet this infographic I made that illustrates the fact you'll never get to procreate.
I just haven't met a woman of a high enough caliber. The only dates you have are on your Google calendar.
You're losing this battle. Your foam sword won't help. In the future, you'll randomly access this memory and crap yourself.
Did I mention I felt a dancing robot?
No one gives a Shatner about this skinny jeans. Do you even know what URL means?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Soon on what on
example of the inverse ratio between the size of the mouth and the size of the brain.
Dungeons and Dragons. Satan's game. Your children, like it or not, are attracted in their weaker years to the occult, and a game like D&D fuels their imagination and makes them feel special while drawing them deeper and deeper into the bowels of El Diablo. This afternoon, the Dead Ale Wives Watchtower invites you to sit in on an actual gaming session. Observe the previously unobservable as a hidden camera takes you to the inner sanctum of Dungeons and Dragons.
Galstaff, you have entered the door to the north. You are now by yourself, standing in a dark room. The pungent stench of mildew emanates from the wet dungeon walls.
Where are the Cheetos?
They're right next to you.
I cast a spell.
Where's the Mountain Dew?
In the fridge, duh.
I want to cast a spell.
Can I have a Mountain Dew?
Yes, you can have a Mountain Dew. Just go get it.
I can cast any of these, right? On the list?
Yes, any of the first level ones.
I'm going to get a soda. Anyone want one? Hey, Graham, I'm not in the room, right?
What room?
I want to cast Magic Missile.
The room where he's casting all these spells from.
He hasn't cast anything yet.
I am, though, if you'd listen. I'm casting Magic Missile.
Why are you casting Magic Missile? There's nothing to attack here.
I'm attacking the darkness.
Fine. You attack the darkness. There's an elf in front of you.
Whoa!
That's me, right?
He's wearing a brown tunic, and he has gray hair and blue eyes.
No, I don't. I have gray eyes.
Let me see that sheet.
Well, it says I have blue, but I decided I wanted gray eyes.
Whatever. Okay, you guys can talk to each other now if you want.
Hello. I am Galstaff, Sorcerer of Light.
Then how come you had to cast Magic Missile?
you guys are being attacked.
Do I see that happening?
No, you're outside by the tavern.
Cool, I get drunk.
There are seven ogres surrounding you.
How could they surround us? I had Mordenkainen's magical watchdog cast.
No, you didn't.
I'm getting drunk. Are there any girls there?
I totally did. You asked me if I wanted any equipment before this adventure, and I said no. But I need material components for all my spells, so I cast Mordenkainen's faithful watchdog.
But you never actually cast it.
Roll the dice to see if I'm getting drunk.
Yeah, you are.
Are there any girls there?
Yeah.
I did, though. I completely said when you asked me.
No, you didn't. You didn't actually say that you were casting the spell. So now there's ogres, okay?
Ogres? Man, I got an ogre slaying knife. It's got a +9 against ogres.
You're not there. You're getting drunk.
Okay, but if there's any girls there, I want to do them.
There you have it. A frightening look into America's most frightening pastime. Remember that it's not your children's fault that they're being drawn into a satanic world of nightmare. It's their gym teacher's fault for making them feel outcast when they couldn't do one single pull-up.
They see me mowing my front lawn. So wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Can't you see I'm wide and nerdy?
Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy.
I wanna roll with the gangsters, but so far they all think I'm too wide.
and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
Really, really white and
first
nerdy.
First in my class there at MIT. Got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin. To the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to a thousand places. Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze. There's no killer app I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I could sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon.
You see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Can't you see I'm white and nerdy?
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I like to roll with the gangsters. Although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
How'd I get so white and nerdy?
I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites. Websites. Well, my friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. Spend my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy and the extreme and whiter than sour cream.
I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes cause I'm so white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
All because I'm white and nerdy.
Holy cow, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna bowl with the gangsters. Yes, I'm white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
Stop talking about comic books or I'll kill you. I don't care if the Hulk could defeat the Man of Steel. I'm gonna rearrange your face if you continue to debate whether Logan's claws could pierce Steve Rogers.
Bring back Kraven, and I don't care if Spider-Man's a clone. Stop spending all our cash on back issues of The Flash, or I swear to God you're gonna spend your twilight years alone.
You can call them graphic novels. Just plain old comic books to me. And I don't see why you must always ceaselessly discuss the post-zero-hour continuity.
What do you know? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to yet another sterling edition of The Bit Slide with me, your host, KBC. And I don't mind telling you, I have had a really, really bad week. Give you an idea. Today's Monday. Usually I have these things done on Sunday, if not Saturday. Saturday I was hanging around watching him take down a tree. The tree was about 120 years old. I counted about 120 rings. I don't know. I may have missed a few. I don't think I added a few, so it's probably older than that. It was 41 inches across at the base, probably about 130, 140 feet high, and was the most magnificent thing around. And now it's gone. And I have no more shade in my backyard. I've got sawdust everywhere. Look, here's some right here. You can see it. And it's just been a lousy time. So I need to pay tribute to the one thing in all this mess that's kept me going and kept me smiling and kept me laughing, which is The Big Bang Theory on TV. It's on, if you know where to look, it's on TBS, it's on our Channel 9 in New York, it's on Channel 2, anywhere from 3 to 6 times a night, okay? So you can find it anywhere. I enjoy it. I love the hell out of it. Sheldon Cooper is a force of nature. His girlfriend Amy is just amazing. And the sexiest woman on TV, Kaley Cuoco, runner-up, Michelle Roush. And the other guys are good, too, but it makes me laugh. This is important to me. So today we pay honor to geeks and the inner geek in all of us. We started with the Bare Naked Ladies, the Big Bang Theory theme song, to get us going. Hail to the Geek was the Deaf Pedestrians' Judge Clarkie, Computer Geek. Instant Messenger was Nick Thune, Rhett and Link, those internet nutcases, Nerd versus the Geek. Dungeons and Dragons from the Dead Alewives, Weird Al Yankovic, White and Nerdy, and Ookla the Mock. Stop talking about comic books! So, now, as you can imagine, there isn't much celebration for geekhood, but there is stuff about what geeks like, which is science and Star Trek and Star Wars and stuff. So we pay tribute to the geeks this week. And I hope you're one of them, and I hope if you are, you stand up and be proud and show us your pencil protector and just go for it, all right? Talk to that girl next to you. I'll be back with some more. Promise.
You know, the Columbia phonograph dealer, your
no,
neighborhood,
which
has...
one?
You know that one?
No.
Well, he has Columbia first with the LP record, first with guaranteed stereo fidelity records, and now Columbia is first again with Stereo One.
You know what? I'd call them number one in the wonderful world of sound.
Thank you very much, audience member. You're exactly
now,
right.
Now, can I have some popcorn?
Yes. It's a new listening experience in stereophonic high-fidelity sound that makes all your records, stereo or regular, sound better.
You know, I have in my home 4 Columbia record players, stereo and otherwise. They're the best.
4, ladies?
4, yeah. Can I have 2 handfuls of popcorn?
Sure.
Thank you.
Of course. Well, there is a Columbia Stereo 1 phonograph for every room and for every budget, for every listening need. Ray, I think you have the prices there, don't you?
Well, the Columbia Portable... Would you help me hold this up for the audience,
yeah,
Mark? This one, Columbia Portables, are priced as low as $24.95. And the consoles with many exclusive new Columbia features start at the amazing low price of $129.95.
Can I buy them on easy terms at my Columbia Phonograph dealer?
Well, I suppose you could talk with them. I think so. But go see them anyway and hear them all... real soon.
Good afternoon, sir, and welcome to Rhapsody Records. Can I help you?
Yes. I'm looking for a record.
Well, you certainly have the right place, sir. This is a record store. We do sell records. Looking for anything in particular?
Yes. Do you have Out of Control by Out of Control?
Pardon me?
Do you have Voodoo Computer by the Large Brown Things?
No, I'm afraid we don't have those selections, sir. Actually, we specialize more in classical music and popular vocalists.
Blank Resume by Lack of Motivation?
I don't believe we have that one either, sir.
Crisis?
No. This is Rhapsody Records, sir. Classical music. I think you want Rancid Records. They're a block up the street.
Do you have a men's room?
A men's room. And what is the name of their hit, sir?
They have a hit?
Our restroom is for employees only. Now, if you'll excuse me...
I'm employed.
Sir? Sir? Have all the nerve.
No!
Oh, God.
No!
Oh. Sir, I don't wish to be rude, but it's apparent to me we don't have what you're looking for. As I've tried to explain, we specialize in classical music, popular vocals, the great symphonies.
Pavarotti?
What?
Do you have Pavarotti?
Ah, Pavarotti. There's an artist I could perhaps help you with. As a matter of fact, I'd be very much surprised if there's anything by Pavarotti I don't have.
Do you have Pavarotti's Puss Party by Ultra Queer?
Perhaps you should take your business elsewhere, sir.
Do you have unregistered handguns?
We have nothing further to discuss.
Do
good day.
Do you enjoy wrestling?
The door
in
is this way.
Semi-nude?
This way, sir.
I rarely wear undershorts.
Out! Get out! Good Lord. How do they find me? Hello, Rhapsody Records. May I help you?
Yes. Do you have mayonnaise and bathing caps?
I'm a quiet man. I live alone. I walk to work. I watch Star Trek. I sell computers. This suit I'm wearing is made from 100% unknown fibers. I sell computers. At parties, I tell strangers what kind of software to buy. I talk way into the night. Did I tell you I know how to spell my name in binary code? It goes without saying. I sell computers. I made up a computer joke about sequential files. Listen, the second prompt is printer device number 4. Instead of entering your printer device number, enter the device number of the unit to which you want to print your file. You enter the command, but your disk won't boot. My friends all laughed when they heard that one. They sell computers. I've never known a woman, but I've programmed one into my computer. I imagine a woman is something like this. Maybe a lot of life has passed me by, but I have no regrets. I sell computers. I sell computers.
If you're staring at your online screen tonight, and suddenly you're blinded by a pair of headlights, better pull off to the side and let me pass, 'cause no one else cruises the net this fast. When you hear the sound like 18 wheels on the road, it's my 36,000 BPS modem. No PC wimp better get in my way of my big rig on the information superhighway. I got a gear shift mouse and a keyboard dash. This CPU speed is gonna make me crash. But I laugh at danger in a macho guy way in my big rig on the information superhighway. Ever seen nothing but my tail lights? I'm hacking all your files in broad daylight. Yeah, getting proposition from all the females. They're begging for my cyber love on their email. Well, my handle is Peterbilt at Delphi.com, and you should see the size of my CD-ROM. A megabyte of manhood, licensed and weighed in my big rig on the information superhighway. Wearing snakeskin boots like Billy Ray Cyrus, toting my Norton antivirus. I'm a big stud to all the internet heads. They're downloading my love from the World Wide Web. Really just a skinny little nerd named Hector, with thick glasses, acne, and a pocket protector. But online, I don't drive in a shy way, in my big rig on the information superhighway.
Studio, okay?
Mop your way back here. And when you finish, I got a joke for you. Okay, robot, mop. Okay, you did a good job. So here's the robot joke I promised. Did you ever hear about the electric toaster who met this alarm clock?
Okay, robot, do some tricks for me. Stand on your 12 toes, put your 3 arms in the air, and jump. Okay, robot, now fold that on a heap.
Now pick yourself up and turn around on your heels at approximately 1,000 per hour.
Now, robot, put on your shades and your denim pants and get together in a country dance.
Yeah, and send our regards to Hell 9000.
Thank you.
danger zone. Then the little plot I walk on that I call my home. Full of eerie sights, weird and scary sights. Every vicious animal that creeps and crawls and bites. On the Amazon, the prophylactics prowl on the Amazon. The hypodermics howl on the Amazon. You'll hear a scarab scowl and sting. Zodiacs on the wing, all the stalactites and vicious vertebrae hunt the stalagmites, while laryngitis slay all the parasites that come from Paraguay in the spring. Snarling equinox among the rocks will seize you, and the Fahrenheit comes out at night to freeze you, while duodenum are lurking in the trees and the jungles swarm with green apostrophes. Oh, the Amazon is calling me. On the Amazon, the Pax vobiscum bite. On the Amazon, the epiglottis fight. On the Amazon, the hemispheres at night all slink, where the agnostics drink all the hippodromes that lie concealed in mud. Join the metronomes that live in swamp and flood. Then the Kodachromes come out and drink their blood, poor geeks. While velocipedes among the weeds will scare you, and the menopause with hungry jaws ensnares you. Frenzied animals infest the hills and slopes. Everyone avoids the deadly stethoscope. So the Amazon is calling. Yes, the Amazon is calling. Oh, the Amazon is calling me.
Okay, so obviously if you're a honest-to-God card-carrying geek, you have to be up on the latest technical advances on things. That's where Bob and Ray came in at the beginning of the set, the Columbia Phonograph spot. I understand it's about the newest thing. It's called, they're called records or vinyl, I think it's called. It's like this flat, round thing, I don't know, about a foot or so in diameter. They could be bigger, they could be smaller. And they have on them sort of an analog interface encoded into the surface. So when switched onto a special player, they are scraped with like a needle thing, which creates the sound that you hear. And it's really quite interesting to listen. They're very, very warm sound, you know. So that was Bob and Ray. We heard from Travesty Limited at the record store. Computer Salesman was the Frantics. Dan Hart, the Information Superhighway. Robert Halper after that, Roadkill on the Information Superhighway. Followed by Jack Pine Savage. That was an early project of Bruce Hack, electronic musician pioneer. That was called OK Robot. And then On the Amazon from Don McLean, a geek's collection of big words. Okay, so Like I said, I've had a lousy weekend. The cats, you should see the cats. They're still trembling. We had Nonstop Chainsaw Symphony out here on Saturday, as well as, you know, those grinder trunks that grind the branches into little tiny pieces. Those were going. So it took them all day to remove this monster tree. And now there's nothing there but a big stump, which I managed to put my pink flamingo onto. So that's where we are now. Like I said, we're covered with sawdust, and we had to chop down 10 other trees. And right now we're looking to get a monstrous digger. You know, those big digging devices, the big things in the front of them. They used to call them like steam shovels, but we have to get that into our backyard. And to do that, we're probably going to have to take down some more trees. So the fun never stops here at KBC Radio. We also have a well we have to cap. I just was out there with the guys before. The thing goes down 218 feet and has to be filled with stone. I have no idea what that's going to cost. I'm just bracing for everything. Anyway, how's your life been? Well, fuck you.
Kiss a Wookiee, kick a droid, fly the Falcon through an asteroid, till the princess is annoyed. This is spaceships, it's monsters, it's Star Wars, we love it, come and help me. Obi-Wan, X-Wing fighter, and the blaster gun, dance with Ewoks, so what fun. This is spaceships, it's monsters, it's Star Wars, we love it. Get in there, you big furry oaf. I couldn't care less what you smell. I take orders from only me. Maybe you'd like it back in yourself, your highness. Your worshipfulness, your highness, your worshipfulness.
No one cares if you upset a droid.
Nobody cares if you upset
a droid.
That's
because droids don't tear your arms out of socket.
Nobody cares, I suggest a new strategy. Let the Wookiee win. That's because nobody cares
if you upset a droid.
Listen to a whining
one more season. I was gonna go to Tashi Station for power converters. Now I guess I'm going nowhere. It just isn't fair.
Wookie.
Kiss your brother, kiss your brother, kiss your sister, lay out. Well, I guess you don't know anything about women. Kiss your brother, kiss your brother, kiss your daddy, who's your daddy?
Luke, I'm your father.
That's not true.
It is useless to resist. Come with me, my son, we will rule.
We'll never join you.
Search your feelings, it is true. So you have a twin sister who Obi-Wan was wise to hide. If you will not turn, then perhaps she will give in to your hate. You are mine.
far, far away. Long, long, long time ago. Far, far, far away.
Kiss a Wookiee.
Kiss a Wookiee.
Kick a toy.
Fly the Falcon.
Fly the Falcon.
Through an asteroid.
Fly
till the princess
says no.
She's annoyed.
This is spaceships. It's monsters.
It's Star Wars.
We love it. It's true.
Episode 3.
2005.
So let's go.
Go, go
to the movie.
Stand in the line.
Buns
and guns and sins.
The
dark side.
May the force be with you all.
John Williams is the man.
We are here aboard the Starship Enterprise with James T. Kirk. Hey, Captain Kirk, thanks for having me along.
Do you think you could ship in for gas?
We're hurtling through space at a high rate of speed.
Promise that I won't be late, so God accelerate. Let's go!
But, Captain Kirk, it looks like we're off course. What's going on?
We were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things.
What if we pick up Klingons? We're passing planet Lesbos, and I can hear their battle cry. Speaking of, Captain Kirk, I hear you're quite the ladies' man.
Womanizer, womanizer, womanizer.
Who's your latest fling?
I'm thinking about nailing Sarah Palin.
Look, there's young Spock.
A demonstration of the Vulcan neck pinch.
Hands off, buddy. And there's old Spock.
Live long and prosper.
Hey, old Spock, do you have any advice for your younger self?
My mommy said not to put beans in my ears.
We're still off course. Hey, Sulu, what does it say on your computer?
I got 10,000 friends on my space.
James T. Kirk was a great man. That was another life.
It's the evil Romulan Nero.
Na-na-na-na-na-na, I wanna start a fight.
Hey, Nero, why so bitter? The Enterprise is firing at you, Nero!
Oh, good for you! And how was it?
Direct hit! Hey, Nero, how are you doing now?
You spin my head right round,
right round. Fire everything!
Oh, look out! Nero is firing back!
Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that boom, boom, boom.
Oh, Captain Kirk, do something!
This is an SOS.
Oh, no!
We're coming down to the ground.
Oh, I gotta get out of here! Help! I'm wearing a red shirt! Beat me up with this thing! Help!
Prepare to change orbital path, Mr. Sulu.
Orbital coordinates release, sir.
Link synchronous orbit. Come to Mark 14. Mark 6-8, 4-9, 22.
Hi, Fred. All right, that's a
favorite business.
Okay, now, Fred, and pick it up right from under your line.
These are the times that try our souls. In the spring of 1991, cosmonaut third class Sergei Krikalev was launched into orbit by the Soviet Union, a nation that no longer exists. Today, the former Soviet republics lack the hard currency and the political unity to bring Sergei back to Earth. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Well, let me tell you of the story of a man named Sergei on a tragic and fateful day. He zipped up his face and kissed his wife and family, and he headed for the Milky Way. But did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. He may orbit forever around this crazy mixed up planet. He's the cosmonaut who never returned. He was shot into space by the Soviet Union, the land he was proud to call home. After liftoff there was nothing left but 15 republics. Sergei's trapped in the twilight zone. But did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. He may orbit forever round this crazy mixed up planet. He's the cosmonaut who never returned. Now mission control says we're saving up our rubles to send up another man. Just as soon as we can figure out who owns this rocket, is it Russia or Kazakhstan? But did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. He may orbit forever around this crazy mixed up planet. He's the cosmonaut who never returned. Sergei's wife calls him up every Tuesday morning while he helplessly spins around. She cries, my little cabbage, I would send you up a sandwich, but bologna's $40 a pound. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may orbit forever, and this crazy mixed up planet, he's the cosmonaut who never returned.
Take it, Ivan.
Now you citizens of Earth, don't you think it's a scandal how a fella can be lost in space? Let's bring Sergei home, launch peace and understanding, and we'll save the human race. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Homer.
He may orbit forever around this crazy mixed up planet, he's the cosmonaut who never returned. He's the cosmonaut who never returned. He's the cosmonaut who never returned.
Sergei? It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Now here's a potpourri of easy answers to easy questions. First from Paul Saunders, who writes from the University of Alabama. Dear Dr. Science, I learned from your program that the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second. What is the speed of dark?
Since dark is broken light, it doesn't have any speed at all. It just sort of sits around the house until we can find the switch.
Next from William Kane in Boulder, Colorado. Dear Dr. Science, are cyclotrons good for making popcorn?
No, but they make a great chocolate shake.
Laura Hansen from Iowa City writes, Dear Dr. Science, do you have to patent a cow before you can have patent leather?
Merely copywriting the cow is enough. Simply mail the cow to yourself in a self-addressed stamped envelope. When the cow arrives, don't open it. This is legally binding in most states.
Finally, from Kim, John, Minga, and Don from Swan Lake, Montana, how come I can't look at the sun without sneezing?
You're probably allergic to photons. Consult a physician or a physicist immediately, and let me know how you're doing. Dr. Science cares.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
Professor Calculus and I went to the art museum, saw a canvas smeared with crap. Edible wax figures painted blue and green, expressing profundities of culture and cuisine. He said, what the hell does it all mean? I said, who knows? It's art, man. Who knows? It's art, man. It's art, man. He said, the world needs more science. Art doesn't solve anything. The world can function like a kitchen appliance. It just needs more science. More science. More science. Professor Calculus and I watched the weather last night. I downed a few glasses of rye, and the weatherman's hair was blowing. His blue screen tie was glowing, talking sunny skies while the world exploding. The professor said, look, he doesn't even know it's snowing. I said, who knows? It's TV, man. Who knows? It's TV, it's TV. He said that the world needs more science. TV doesn't tell us anything that people could put up defiance. They just need science, more science, more science. Professor Calculus went out with a lady last night. I stayed home alone. He slammed the door and cracked the plaster on his way in. He said, never will I touch her in that secret place again. He said, I can't play her like I play my violin. I said, look, it's just first time, it's just your first time, first time, first time. He said the world needs more science. Fuck it, women won't solve anything. Let's program them into compliance. More science, more science, more science, more science, more. Oh. more, science more, science more. I'm just kidding about that programming thing. I know. I think I'm gonna give her a call, actually. She wants to buy some ice cream or something.
Me.
Here's just a world sheet from a string theory, rerun that drives by a vital symmetry.
Fermi, Bose, open, closed, orientable.
Vibrations, balls, they become particles. Vibrations, they become particles. Vibrations, they become particles. Become particles.
Become particles.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Such a sound of particles. A tachyo, a dilaton, a gravity.
Oh,
so to get down to 40, we compact it.
Music, I don't know. All right. Well, that wasn't so bad, right? I'll bet you didn't know how much of a geek you really were, did you? Okay. Well, we started that set with Moose Butter, the Star Wars tribute. Whimsical Will, Keep on Trekking. I found a Star Trek blooper just for you. Sergei in the Milky Way was Fred Small, Duck's Breath Mystery Theater. Ask Dr. Science, because he knows more than you do, and has a master's degree in science. More Science was Captain Ketchup, and Acapella Science gave us Bohemian Gravity. Okay, so I got one more for you that, a classic geek piece, if you would. So I will just advise you to have a good week. I am expecting to have hammering going on in my backyard as they break up unexpected rocks the size of Volkswagens. This is what it's like here. And they're made out of granite, too. These are not like sandstone. This is serious crap they're doing back there. And then they have to put in this four-part septic device, the biggest part of which really is the size of a Volkswagen and is made out of monstrously heavy polyurethane. They have to drill down about, I don't know, 8 or 10 feet, I think they were telling me. And they have to do this in four spots in the yard. And the yard is full of big rocks, which I found out as I had to dismantle a rock wall that was in the way of everything. So wish me luck. I'm definitely going to need it. And then theoretically, after that, we'll be ready to go. All we need is for the buyers to step forward and sign some papers. And if you ever bought a house, you know how many papers you have to sign. I think when I bought this house, I stopped counting at 40. That's a lot. I can't write my name that well. Anyway, like I say, I hope you have a good week. 4th of July is coming up. Maybe I'll do something for that. Maybe I will just kill myself. I had a lot of trouble with my computer this week. I'm not sure if it's a virus or if it's something in YouTube. As you know, I do use YouTube a lot. But they seem to have these ads running with the audio running continuously over and over and over again. It's the same ad. Are you really going to buy something that astounds your senses like that? I don't think so. But over and over and over again, Toyota commercials. Over and over and over again, something in Spanish. I didn't even know what it was. But try listening to something on YouTube while you're doing that. So I had a very nerve-wracking week, and we'll just see what the coming week provides. I hope it's better than previous, and I really hope you have a better week. So promise me you will, and I'll see you later.
Flag for old Chicago, show them how we stand.
Excuse me, sir.
La da dee da 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 bum bum. Yes.
Is this football 202?
Yes, it is. Hello there. Come right in.
You must be Dr. Harden.
Oh no, Coach Harden's my name.
Very pleased to meet you, sir.
Very nice to meet you. What's your name?
Pim, sir.
Pim.
Alejandro Pim.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to play football, Pim?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm here to learn.
Well, I'm here to teach you. And what are you studying here at the university?
Music, sir.
Music? Well, looking you over, maybe I can make a fullback out of you. Well, we'll see about that. Have you played much football?
Not in this life, sir, no.
Football 202?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Dr. Harden.
No, Coach Harden, I'm afraid.
How do you do, sir? My name is Throckmorton.
Throckmorton, how do you
Morton,
do?
Throckmorton, yes, sir. I'm in theology.
Theology?
Yes, sir.
Well, and you want to play football?
Indeed, I trust I may, sir. Yes.
Well, I think you can, Throckmorton. Yes, indeed. You look to me to be about, I'd say about 195.
Would you really, sir? Mm-hmm.
You weigh about 195?
Oh, I thought you meant my IQ. No,
I'll make you quarterback then. Oh, hello there. Getting bigger and bigger here. Yes,
have you ever gotten a Morgenstern?
No, not here. You might try down the hall, but boy, I'd hate to lose you, I must say. Wow.
No, I am Morgenstern.
Oh, you're Morgenstern. I'm sorry about that. It's rather confusing, you know. Very glad to meet you.
Very glad to meet you, Doctor.
Coach.
Dr. Coach.
How do you do?
Morgenstern.
How do you do?
My name is Tim.
Sit down, gentlemen. Sit down and relax here.
Thank you. May I ask, Morgenstern, what field are you in?
History of arithmetic.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, I trust you gentlemen are here to play football, is that it?
Indeed, we trust we are, sir, yes.
Well, let's get started here. I'd like to go over, first of all, some of the basics with you. As you probably know, football is played on a football field roughly 30 by 100 yards long.
Roughly, sir.
Hmm?
Roughly 30
yards. Oh, I see what you mean, Morgenstern. My diagram's a little off there. No, on the field, you'll find it's 100 yards long.
Exactly.
Yes.
I can accept that.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. You're going to have to, all right? Now, also, gentlemen, I put some yard lines on the board. I'd like to point out
something
about
it. Excuse me, sir. Do those yard lines bear any reference to the treble and bass clef?
Not in this life, no. No, that, of course, wouldn't be a musical staff. That's a football field. Of course, you wouldn't play here on the blackboard. You play out of doors.
Oh, sir.
All right, here we go. Let's take a hypothetical case, gentlemen. Let's say we have the ball on the 47-yard line.
Oh, sir.
Yeah.
Hate to interrupt.
It's all right.
But those things you keep calling lines.
Yard lines, yes.
Yes. If those were really lines, they'd be infinite. Hmm? They'd go all the way out to the end of the universe and make the game very long and tedious.
Well, what do you call them, then?
Those are line segments.
I can accept that, Morgenstern. We have the ball, gentlemen, on the 47-yard line segment here. And you notice I'm putting some circles on the board here.
Oh, yes, sir, I did notice those. Those are not really circles. Those are ellipsoids, but let it pass.
Oh, Dr. Harden, sir. Would I be correct in assuming that these ellipsoids you've drawn represent a group acting in concert for the common good?
Why not?
Sure.
We're going down the field for a touchdown, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, the ellipsoids have the ball. And they're playing the crosses up above here, you'll notice.
Ah, crosses, sir.
So we'll make them X's, all right? The ellipsoids are playing the X's here.
Oh, I see, sir. And in this particular equation, what do the X's represent?
Well, that's your opponent, the defense. We're using a 6-2-2 here, you notice.
No, I imagine that each X has the same power, though.
No, the tackles are heavier. I'll put little curlicues on them, all right? Yeah. The guards are lighter. Put little dots over there. And the ends are taller.
Sir, look what you've just notated there.
What have I notated?
That's Bacchianus Brasiliaris, number 5, right below.
Oh, no, that's my place. Oh, no, stop that. No, now sit down. No. No, you can't sing those guards like that.
Those are whole notes.
Those are not whole. No, they are whole notes at that. I never noticed that. We've got a whole backfield full of whole notes there. It's ridiculous, isn't it? No, actually, coincidence, really. What that is a naked reverse. You'll notice the ball. Morgenstern, you seem to be grasping this. Tell Pim there what a naked reverse is.
A naked reverse?
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that would be turning around, bare ass.
Yeah. Think that seemed for the class. No, I must admit, though, that certainly an interesting conception. I never really thought about that. No, you wear a uniform.
All right, here we go.
All right, gentlemen, a little football here. Here's a little ball. We'll have a little practice, all right?
Oh, that's not actually round, is it, sir?
No, it's a demi polytetrahedron.
Oh, no, it's not. That's a Spalding. They put that out. It's a very good ball.
I believe that it's made out of some sort of animal skin.
Very interesting point, Pim. As a matter of fact, gentlemen, the football has had a fascinating history. It used to be made from the skin of a pig, the old pig skin, we call it. Now it's made from the skin of a calf.
Aha, well, that's understandable, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm sure that Mr. Throckmorton here could tell us why.
Of course I can,
yes. All right, Throckmorton, tell us why.
Why, the Muslims wouldn't be able to touch it, sir.
And, of course, the Jews wouldn't be able to eat it, but that's...
Oh, no! Gentlemen, you don't have to worry about that. We're not playing any of those schools, huh?
Oh? Is there some sort of prejudice here?
No prejudice. We just have a very tight schedule. Oh, now stop this. Now let's start playing football here. Pim, you're out there. All right, Throckmorton, center here.
Why are you trying to bend me, sir?
Well, you have to bend over to the ball. You remember that?
No, well, if I must, of course.
Yes, you must, all right? Oh, we're going to use a balance line here, gentlemen. We'll have two guards, of course. Left guard, right tackle, left end, and right end. You got all that?
A lot of company here.
Company?
Yes. Yes.
Sir? Yes. Where are the beginnings for those ends?
Right here. Throckmorton's our beginning.
Yeah. Oh, but, sir, I have a sciatic condition.
Mr. Throckmorton, he isn't the center or middle.
That's right. He's our center.
And you can't very well begin in the middle.
Oh, we do.
Right? No, you have to have a beginning to go through the middle to get to the end.
Who says so?
Aristotle.
And who did he play for?
Oh, Alexander the Great, Philip of Macedon, that whole crowd.
St. Thomas Aquinas said the same thing, sir.
Oh, Notre Dame boy. All right, fine. We'll make Mr. Morgenstern left beginning then, all right?
Oh, yes, Throckmorton, sir.
Overlook something.
Indeed.
Remember, you're out on that field, you've got to center that ball.
Yes, sir.
Now remember, across that line segment from you are seven big heavy opponents.
Oh, big fat men.
Yeah. Big vicious men. They want that ball, too, and they're coming across that line segment, they're going to smear you, all right?
Well, surely we can discuss it, sir.
I'll be happy to give them the ball.
No, don't give them the ball. The idea is to keep the ball. Rules of the game.
Oh, rules of the game, of course. Game.
Yes, right. Like chess. Oh.
No, it's not like chess, Morgan.
Like Monopoly.
Now, Pam, you're in here. All right, you're out there, Morgan Sharon. Now, what you're going to do is, you're down, Throckmorton. Let's start the play. You're going to shift in here like this. You got that?
Yes, sir.
You get the ball like this. Come right up here and through Throckmorton. And get the ball to Morgenstern. And then you take the ball, Morgenstern, and go around your own end. All right, here we go.
Oh, sir. About going around my own end.
Yes.
Of course, geometrically it's possible. Mm-hmm. But anatomically, you see...
All right, then go around your own beginning. I don't care.
Dr. Harden, sir. There's nothing I'd rather do than center this ball for you.
Go ahead and do it.
I'm afraid I may not be able to, sir. You see, every time I bend over, the blood rushes to my head.
I
have a sinus infection, sir. All eight of them are draining.
Oh, really? Well, try not to drain on the ball, will you, Throckmorton? All right, here we go. Ready, Pim? Singles! Shift! Well, we'll work on that, all right? For now, just cup your hands like this. Put them together like that. Just come right up here tight. You put your hands between his legs, you get the ball like that, and you hand it off to Morgenstern. You got all that? All right, here we go. Ready? Singles. One, two, three. Hi!
What's happening?
Don't stop. You got to go right up in there and get that ball. Right off the height. All right, here we go. One, two, three. Hi! No, don't go like that. Come right up directly and get the ball. Right up.
We'll get the ball.
Oh, no. It's not that. You can't go around front like that. That tackle will come through there and smear you.
Dr. Harden, I think he's trying to eliminate my function.
That's right. He's got a job to do here.
Your function was to be smeared by those vicious hands.
Stop that. No. Just come over here. There's no function involved. Just do your job. Now, come right up here. Get the ball. Right out of his hip there and right into the mortgage track. Let's go, Tim. You can do it. Right in there. Drive hard. Right up in there. Singles. One, two, three. Oh, come on. Now, open your eyes. Open your eyes. You can't see the ball if you don't open your eyes.
Hurry, right. Man. I'm draining.
Hurry up. He's draining. No. Turn around. Look at him. Just right up in here. Right up here.
I can't do it. I cannot do it.
You can't do it. Of course you can do it. Why not?
I hardly know him.